Respecting the Power. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
You can't see it, you can't taste it, you can't smell it, and it will reach out and grab you under the wrong conditions.
Middle Tennessee electric lineman Mark Locke is talking about electricity, and recently he and other members of the cooperative gave a presentation to young farmers using their safety demonstration trailer to make us all aware of the potential hazards with electrical lines in rural areas or on the farm.
We want farmers or rural people to understand is, you know, it's above your head, you know, and sometimes when you're on combines or anything that's got a dump bed on it, a full-size dump truck or a hay wagon or anything, that if you'll notice, every time you pull into a field, it's off the side of the road. And, you know, our power lines usually parallel the road. So, there, you know, we could have some guy wires that are that's messed up on the poles. It's caused the tension to change on the wires. And you could possibly get into that. The main thing is we want you to look up and know what your travel height is on your all your equipment.
Mark Locke says typically in rural areas, the power lines are in the air going from pole to pole. But some suburban areas have started putting lines underground. And hopefully they're at least 4 feet deep. But it's really important to know for sure what's underground before any digging begins.
So that's why it's important to call 811, which is the call before you dig service. So if you know that you're going to do some extensive digging in an area and you don't know what's there, you know, a power line could run through your property and you never know it. So it's important to call, and they'll come out at no charge and locate everything underneath the ground that's important, so you can keep yourself safe and everybody else.
And the rural electric cooperatives do a great job of keeping power to the farm, and it's important that farmers and rural residents are always thinking about safety when it comes to electricity, especially as we head into the spring season. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.